WMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. Call us at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
And when last we left, we were on with Tim, and we wanted to give him a chance to tell us the end of that story.
Well, the best thing I really sold, I guess, was the Hamilton Beach Mixer. We picked it up at an estate sale. They were selling everything in the house. And when my buddy and I first got there, we said, there's nothing here for me, and I don't want to get in here. And then they started bringing a couple things in, and that mixer popped up. And I said, well, if you don't want it, you know, when you're done with it, let me know. So he was done about $65 or $60. And so this other guy hit it for $70. I hit it for $75, and I got it. Well, he goes, man, this is great. It's mint. I'd love to, you know, let me know how this does, or I'll watch this. So I cleaned it up, and I sold it as mint. And I had two guys fighting over it. One with zero feedback, and the other guy was from Texas. He was a Red Star, and, you know, it went up to like $250, $300, and hit $400, and it hit $450, and $5. And I got this one lady saying, hey, I've been watching these for years, and I've only seen them go for $250. Good luck on this. You're doing really good on it. Then the guy with zero feedback got it again. I'm like, oh, no, he's toying with me, you know. He must have a mixer for sale, and he's driving my price up or something. I didn't know what was going on.
Right.
Well, I hear from the guy from Texas, and he says, how much exactly is shipping on this thing? And I told him it was like, I don't know, $40, $50 or whatever it was. And he goes, because I'm going to get it. And I'm like, okay. Well, wouldn't you know it, if it went up to like $750. I'm like, wow. Holy cow. Well, the guy with zero won it, with zero feedbacks. And he told me the reason he wanted it was because it was mint, and his father used to work for Hamilton Beach. So he was determined to get it at all costs. So
and he did.
You have two people fighting over it. Oh, I couldn't believe it.
Did he pay for it right away?
Yes, he did.
Yay! All right.
Yeah. So that's why I can't understand why... I can understand why people say, if you don't have at least 10 feedbacks, don't bid on my stuff.
Well, you can say that, but wait, let me, you can say that, but it's not supportable by eBay.
In other words, they can bid.
If they can bid, and if they win it, you got to sell it to them. So this idea that, I just want to make sure that people understand, the idea that you can block people by the number of feedback, that's not how it works. So,
I mean, people shouldn't do that because, you know, you never know where it's going to go.
Exactly.
Tim, thank you so much. That's a great story. We appreciate you spending your time to be with us today. Thank you so much. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Lisa in Yukon, Oklahoma is back, and I have a feeling she's been perusing a certain newsletter.
Perusing.
Well, we told her
I have.
How to do it, how to find it.
Oh, I hope that it's the right word. Is it collywobble?
Yes!
You got it.
Yay!
Now that was determined.
and what does it mean?
You know, I actually looked up tureens because I wasn't sure if that was a weird thing, but I did not look up collywobble, so I don't know.
Okay, it means bellyache.
Okay.
So you got the collywobbles today.
I did. In a good way.
Lucky you.
So what you do, Griff, tell her what to do to get her prize and tell her what her prize is.
Well, it's a bag. It's a very nice bag. And you can get that bag.
It's got the eBay logo on it.
It has that.
Awesome.
Yes. And you can just send me an email at griff@ebay.com. including your shipping address in the email, and I will send it right out to you.
Awesome. Thank you.
You are welcome.
I also have a tip, if you guys are still taking tips.
Yeah, but I can't. I don't have any more prizes today, but I'm taking tips.
Okay. Well, and it kind of goes with the one the lady was saying earlier. I'm sorry, I forgot her name. But, yeah, whenever I do shipping, I not only put a little thank you note in there, but I also put kind of a coupon, like 10% off your next purchase. So, and I noticed that it's, I think that's helping me with my feedback too, because some feedback, I don't talk to the person, we don't send messages or nothing, but when they leave me feedback, they're like great customer service, and I think that's really, I mean, I ship really fast too, but I think it has a lot to do with my little coupon I slip in there for my new customers in hopes to get return customers. So I just wanted to share that.
Oh, cool.
It's a great idea. Most of the things that I buy on eBay, when they come to me, there's no nothing in them.
No nothing?
No nothing. Just,
yeah,
just,
me too.
Just the item.
There's no nothing.
There's no little note.
So there's something.
No nothing.
There's something.
Well, there's an item, but there's no, you know, good, you know, there's nothing surrounding it that makes it a person selling it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. So I
think it's good that when people do that, though, they should start doing it.
Exactly. Okay, Lisa.
Lisa, thanks.
Congratulations.
For playing. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Hey, we finally have a winner.
Yes. Yes. We had to explain how to go find it, though. It's kind of complicated.
Well, but it worked.
Yes, it did. I like your attitude.
My attitude?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Not always.
For a minute there, you had me. I thought, oh, no.
Hey, if you've got a seller event you'd like us to add to the calendar, which we're going to read in about 20 minutes.
All right.
Click on Submit a Seller Event in the upper right-hand corner of any archives page. Just fill out the web form. We'll add you to the calendar right away.
We will add you.
Yeah, we will.
We'll add you so fast your head will spin.
Exactly. And also, you know, we have the eBay Radio Facebook group. If you go to facebook.com/group/eBay Radio and click Join Group, we'll approve you pretty quickly. And look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/group/eBay Radio.
Slash. There's a lot of slashing going on in this program.
I know it.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
It's a mystery, Lee.
So out of the three obituaries that I read today.
Yes.
So we've got Leon Russell.
Yeah, old.
Leonard Cohen.
Old.
Gwen Ifill, not so old.
That's the scary thing. She's young.
Cancer.
Or was young.
Yeah, cancer.
That cancer, I'll tell you.
Died on Monday at a hospice in Washington.
I loved her.
And, you know, I want to mention, too, that she opened a lot of doors.
Yeah.
Moderator and managing editor of Washington Week on PBS. And the first time two women co-anchored and co-managed edited NewsHour.
Yeah,
that was the
true.
First time.
Yeah,
that
they've
two
done a good
women
job too.
And oh, a really good time. And they were competing with major broadcast and cable networks for that nightly news viewership, and they did a great. They were the first all-female anchor team on network nightly news. And last spring, you remember?
I do.
Judy Woodruff. The two of them were moderators of a Democratic primary debate between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
And she had, Gwen Ifill had performed solo in the 2004 and 2008 general election campaigns. So just wanted to say a little bit more about her since she was loved by so many people.
She was, and rightfully so.
And opened a lot of doors.
She did.
It's hard to be the first woman. It is.
Yeah, I'm more convinced of that than ever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep. Very hard. Okay, Griff, we've got another couple of minutes to go here on this segment.
We do? We do.
And then we're going to talk about the seller events happening all over the country.
All over.
The seller groups.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And if you have not started a seller group in your area, if there is no seller group in your area, it's really more simple than you might think.
Is it?
To start a group, yes. And there's a book written about the subject.
There is? There is.
Yes, yeah. There is. And we'll talk about that in the next segment as well.
Can't wait.
And I have in front of me the top trending items for us to do. And I think we could actually do that and do the event schedule? If you go to page 18.
I think so. Why not?
I'll do the first one while you're finding it.
Okay.
A great place to see what's hot on eBay is at ebay.com/trending. ebay.com/trending.
Yeah, it's a new site, too.
It's a new site. And here are the current top 10 items trending on eBay.
What are they?
First one, Trolls. DreamWorks Animation is premiering a new animated movie about those popular dolls with the amazing colorful hair. Mm-hmm. The film follows the story of two trolls on a mission to protect their village from destruction.
The number two one, top trending is Titanfall 2. The popular first-person shooter game is back with an exciting single-player narrative that lets you choose multiple paths to explore. Critics seem to agree that this release is much improved over its predecessor. So everyone, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think this one just came out because this weekend we were outside of a software store in San Jose and there was a line of people
waiting.
I suspect it was for this.
Number three, Thanksgiving decorations. Hello. With Halloween behind us, Thanksgiving's up next. Plan out your perfect tablescape and mantle and porch decor.
We'll be back with that and more in a moment. This open phone segment was brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing. Coming up, today's closing segment of eBay Radio.
Smart sellers know that nowadays shipping isn't a one-trick pony. You've got choices. And smart sellers are choosing Indicia. Indicia goes beyond printing shipping labels at discounted UPS rates or posting tracking to eBay. Oh, sure, it's got the usual bells and whistles, hidden postage, electronic customs forms, and the ability to brand your shipping labels with your logo. But wait, there's more. Indicia also integrates with more than 200 third-party software providers, including your favorites like Vendio, 6-Bit Software, and GarageSale. Choose from Indicia Premium, Indicia Professional, or Indicia Platinum Shipper. There's even Indicia for Mac. With all of the features of Indicia Premium, just choose the Indicia product that's right for your business. Get a 30-day free trial at Indicia.com. That's E-N-D-I-C-I-A.com.
Stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio. You really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 390.
When it comes to attracting those younger buyers to your listings, photographs are a key factor. Cindy Shevley is known on eBay as top-rated seller Clover City. She has this tip when it comes to attracting those younger buyers.
Make them look a little bit more millennial friendly. Younger people tend to go for something collegey and more natural things. So natural wood in your background. And one of the things I've done is just taken an old piece of wood and kind of whitewashed it so that I have that kind of whitewashed, clean look for some of my images. You always have to show some background when you're taking a picture of something.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top-Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
And today's last segment of our today's show, not the entire show, we'll be back, but this is today's last segment. I just have to always, this is today's last segment, the funereal edition. This will be the end of eBay Radio. No. It's just for today. Today's very, cause I've had someone actually say to me, is this the last segment? Is it all over? No, it's not all over. We still have a lot to talk about. Today's very last segment of is brought to you by Adisha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
I think when it says the very last segment of eBay Radio, So number four on the top 10 trending items for segment eight?
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed this one.
Really?
Go ahead. I thought this was
your turn.
Over. I guess it never ends. Ugly Christmas sweaters. Shoppers are already getting in the holiday spirit, carefully selecting which garish, kitschy, over-the-top Christmas sweater to buy. The more appliqued Santas and actual jingling bells, the better.
I like the ones with Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer.
That lights up?
That lights up on your breastus.
Your breastuses.
Number five, Star Trek Beyond Home release. The third installment of the recent Star Trek movie franchise is out now on DVD and Blu-ray. Follow along as the Enterprise attempts to fight off an evil alien whose main objective is to destroy the Federation.
Destroy it.
Number six?
A fidget cube. What the heck is a fidget cube? One of the highest funded products ever on Kickstarter is about to ship to fidgety people everywhere. The fidget cube packs a mighty punch into a six-sided desktop gadget that keeps your fingers quietly busy. I'm not going to touch this one with a 10-foot.
I knew you were going to say something. I'm glad you didn't. Number seven, Elf on the Shelf. The Elf on the Shelf is returning to homes with young children just in time for the holiday season. Kids are sure to behave well when they know an elf is watching them and reporting back to Santa.
All right.
What's number eight?
Google Home. 2 years after Amazon debuted the voice-controlled Echo, Google finally has its response. Thanks to Google's vast database, the newly launched Google Home has significantly more knowledge about the world. It says more knowledge about the world and you. I said more knowledge about the world than you do.
Anyway, number nine is Jaybird X3.
Successor
to the X2, Jaybird has launched a new wireless sports headset that fits ears more comfortably and offers more than 8 hours of battery life. No headphone jack in your new smartphone? No problem.
Yeah. And this next one, it's like speaking an alien language to me. Ready?
Yes.
Some Marshawn Lynch bobblehead. In 2006, Marshawn Lynch stole a field cart after scoring the game-winning touchdown. Oh, I know what a touchdown is. In a Cal game against the Huskies. Now, 10 years later, for those of you who really care about this, Cal is giving away a bobblehead to remember that famous joyride.
There we go. You have it. Okay, now the upcoming events and the seller event thing. You go to our archive site.
Yep.
And up at the top, you'll see seller resources. Hover and click on seller events.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. You start.
What a beautiful day. Oklahoma Sellers Group Meetup, Wednesday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's the inaugural meetup, and it's via Skype. And the topic is why I decided to start selling on eBay.
I thought the topic would be how to secure your items in case of a fracking earthquake. Guess not. Wednesday, November 16th, the New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will happen again at the Roundabout Diner Lounge. It's there on Route 93 in Portsmouth, New Hampshire at the Roundabout. And it's going to, I guess I'm coming back, an evening with Griff via Skype. That's tomorrow.
Yes, you get around, honey.
Yeah.
Then on November 17th, Atlanta eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup. It's from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at Worth Point headquarters in Atlanta. And it's an evening with Griff via Skype. Oh, yes, you get around.
Everyone's had
then
that.
Then on December 6th.
Oh, yeah. December 6th is the eBay sellers of the eBay of the Bay Area group meetup here in San Jose. Right at headquarters in our brand new Main Street building, there'll be holiday celebration with members, friends, and Marines. The Marines, who will be collecting donations for Toys for Tots. Please bring an unwrapped gift suitable for a boy or girl, any age up to 62. That happens to be my age. It'll be a big blowout party, and we're going to broadcast it on Facebook.
Oh, 62.
Live.
You could draw your Social Security now if you wanted.
Yeah.
But you're not going to.
I'm torn because – Social Security will soon be going away.
No,
so I
got to
pull it now or not.
I don't believe it.
No, I'm not. I'm going to wait till I'm 70.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, that's right. I just hinted to you.
I did at 65.
I got 8 more years here if they'll have me.
Yeah, I did it at 65. I could have done it at 62, but I waited.
Yeah.
Because that was my full, you know, you
get more at 70.
You younger folk.
Yeah, what about us?
You can't draw it till later than I did. You can't get it at 65.
Well, why don't you just rub it in, old lady?
I think that you're probably 66 or 67.
Yeah, but that, you know, the thing, here's the upside.
Yeah.
At our age, the time flies so fast. So, you know, I'll be 70 tomorrow.
You could be.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
what?
Everybody has to do what they have to do. Some people take it at 62 because if you go to a CPA and he looks at what you'll be getting between the ages of 62 and 65, if you took it at 62, sometimes that is so much money that you should, you know, take it or not take it.
If you don't think you're going to live, I mean.
Well.
This is when the life and death questions get real serious. Like, what are my chances of being 80?
Yeah, really.
And, you know, and it's making, we make decisions like, should I replace my knees? Or should I wait?
Or should I replace my air conditioning system?
Right. Me. Should I replace my everything?
I had fun today. Thanks, Griff.
No,
you're
going
to call me, right?
I am.
Okay.
This segment was brought to you by Indicia. We'll be live again on Thursday, so join us there, November 17th, for eBay.
Shipping can be complicated. Make it simple with ShipStation. ShipStation is customizable so you can automate your shipping process just the way you like it. Nearly every single shipping task and decision, from choosing a carrier and service to importing and processing orders, can be set up to work automagically. Brand labels with your logo, even tailor notification emails to suit your business, so every aspect of your customer's order experience has your personal touch. ShipStation works right from the cloud and integrates directly with eBay. You can batch print multiple labels for USPS, UPS, FedEx, DHL, and other services, all at the same time. There's even a mobile app that lets you print shipping labels from anywhere. If you're eligible for discounts from UPS, FedEx, or somebody else, ShipStation will pull them in. Plus, you get an awesome discount on USPS rates just for using ShipStation. Try it free for 30 days at ShipStation.com.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeak can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeak gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeak not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeak's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeak helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeak. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
Your eBay store always has such a great selection of hot selling merchandise. How do you know what to buy?
It's not what I know, it's who I know. I buy liquidation goods through the B-Stock Sourcing Network.
What's that?
B-Stock works directly with leading retailers to liquidate their excess and returned inventory at prices way below retail. It used to be that only a select few companies could buy that merchandise, but B-Stock leveled the playing field. It's now available to big and small buyers alike, with no middleman and no markup.
How does it work?
First, I find great deals at BeStockSourcing.com. I can shop by the pallet or by the truckload across dozens of categories. Then I apply for permission to bid. Once I'm approved, I just bid on the goods I want.
BeStockSourcing.com, huh?
Yep, it's BeStockSourcing.com. It's a better way to buy liquidation inventory.